So let's start from that positive note. Next question.
What time are you talking tomorrow?
On the chart.
Okay, starting through chart. Okay, available medications for symptomatic relief. That actually goes to the last one.
There are very specific things that seem to help symptoms in Friedreich's, perhaps more so than in some of the other ataxias that we see. Amantadine, you know, of the ABCR drugs for balance and coordination, amantadine, buspirone, Chantix, or varenicline, and Riluzole or Riluzole, I think amantadine is reasonably reliable in improving energy levels, coordination, tremor, excess saliva, I mean a variety of annoying symptoms that some of our younger and older FAers experience. Buspar, I haven't found to be as helpful, but if somebody can't tolerate amantadine, it's usually my second choice. Chantix, Dave was doing the Chantix study in Friedreich's and it was terminated because of severe side effects. And Riluzole, we were just discussing the MDA doc, and we couldn't decide where.
He's in Michigan.
He's in Michigan.
He may be in the room.
He may be in the room. Who is using Riluzole in a series of his FA patients, and I'm not quite sure how that's turning out.
I have a single individual who sees me and him who reported some potential benefit, potential confusing effects. Riluzole, for those people who don't know, is approved in this country for ALS. And it has a modest side effect profile. It's not entirely clean, but it's not the worst thing in the world. And I've written one prescription myself, and I don't know how that person has done. I am not a big Riluzole fan. The effect in the published study was very, very modest. And it was not the FA patients were the people who responded least well.
You know, I usually use symptomatic medications for balance and coordination. When somebody's at risk of losing a step, they're going from being able to walk without assistance to having to use a walker. They're going from a walker to a wheelchair. And I'll use symptomatic drugs to try to keep people at their prior level for a little longer. Other areas where symptomatic drugs have been requested and have been helpful, muscle spasms, leg cramps, neurogenic pain, bladder difficulties, fatigue, restless legs, and other things to do with sleep disorders. And I think, you know, when you medicate those areas, pretty much all the time the symptoms are benefited. You can get rid of leg cramps and spasms with small amounts of baclofen, small amounts of Xanaflex, small amounts of Flexeril, cyclobenzaprine, restless legs and other disturbances of sleep. You know, you can use low-dose carbidopa levodopa. I've got at least two or three patients on it who have had very good benefits for leg discomfort and restlessness at night. Bladder dysfunction, there's a whole array of anticholinergic drugs that will slow up the bladder and give more bladder control. They have varying degrees of side effects, dry mouth, constipation. You know, one may not work, and the second one may not work, but the third one might work. So at least we have a menu that we can choose from.
Could you